On this episode of American Chopper.
You're talking to like a boy in a candy store right now.
It's a torrent of tools.
That's a nice set.
As the guys are asked to build a bike for big-time tool company Cobalt.
I tell you, man, I really like the colors on this bike.
Without Junior or Mikey, Senior takes OCC in a new direction.
Yes!
An OCC-themed restaurant in Kansas City.
It's an honor to be part of this. It's very overwhelming.
And he spends Thanksgiving with his new family.
They say bon appetit. You always want to be around your immediate family in a perfect world. It just hasn't been working out that way, unfortunately.
Junior gathers the family to make a life-changing announcement.
This was a good opportunity to get at least some of the family together. I think it's unfortunate that my father can't be here. Sometimes you make decisions, and this is the way things work out.
And Mikey makes the bittersweet decision to finally move out of his childhood home.
It's just really important for me to kind of move on and experience new things in life right now.
With no reconciliation in sight, the Tuttle men look to the future as they each set out on different roads.
There's so many great things happening that those guys are missing out on. And it's their choice. They chose that. And it's unfortunate. I smell tools. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good to meet you, man.
You're talking to like a boy in a candy store right now. We have the people from Cobalt here today. Basically, they manufacture tools.
Like that? Holy schmollies.
We're real tool freaks, so it's always a treat when people come around with tools. That's a ticket, man.
It's like
a smart
this.
Smart idea, you know?
You could just hang it up. Or you could wear it like as a necklace.
He's the flavor Flav.
Senior was like a kid in a candy store, messing with everything, knocking everything apart, looking at everything.
Well, usually we don't even get this side of when good-looking women come in here, to be honest.
Really what we're doing is come to talk to the OCC guys about building a Cobalt bike for Lowe's to incorporate the Cobalt brand, the brand language, and what the tools mean to the end users that have bought the tools.
Cobalt is targeted at the heavy user. They're targeted at
oh,
you
it
guys.
Is. Industrial.
Yeah, they're targeted at industrial customers.
Cobalt really is meant to be the tools for the next generation. It's also an innovative brand, a brand that we take a lot of pride on exclusive innovations in the marketplace and some of the things that we have in the store nobody else has.
And whether it's SpeedFit, which is a product that can move from regular insert bits to extended to what you can't hardly find in any screwdriver set, precision.
Well, you guys thought of it all there.
All the way to an adjustable wrench.
Good for you.
All in the same handle.
That's a nice set.
This is a company that's really got their act together. They had designs. They actually came to us with designs. I don't know if that's happened before.
We'd love to see if you're able to incorporate any of these details.
Yeah,
Nice. One of the things that's really important to Cobalt is this hex pattern. It has a very angular grip.
I like this. Look at this. Look at that. It's a wrench. How sweet is that?
Let me ask you a question. Who's the guy that designed all this stuff?
I have a team back in North Carolina that works on this. We wanted to show concepts that kind of exemplified some of the products that we designed, including innovation and ergonomics, some of the materials that we use, and trying to marry up some of those details with some concepts for the new chopper. Some exhaust details. But again, you know,
do square exhaust. We haven't done that in a while,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. Dude. What was I just talking about, Mike?
Square exhaust.
I wanted to do sheet metal exhaust. Look at that.
This is cool.
They brought their logos, printed out all their stuff.
This is sick, too, man.
Showed us everything. It's basically what it's going to do is streamline the way I'm able to design the Cobalt bike.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate your time and putting up with our childish.
Good meeting you, man.
Shenanigans. Thank you very much. This thing's heavy, man.
Take the thing off?
No, we'll do it down here.
How are we going to move this?
Surprise.
Oh, okay.
This morning, we're going to get started on a Cobalt bike, and we're going to use those tools. I think that they're quality tools. Their toolboxes are definitely quality.
Right now, this is the nicest thing we have in this shop.
Where are we putting it? Where do you want to put this? Where do you want to put this, kids? Where should we put this? Why do I have to ask the question 15 times?
Put it right
here.
Okay.
Fine.
Thank you.
Cobalt gave us plenty of tools to start this job. I'm sure there's going to be a fist fight over the toolbox because there's only one. You didn't open it right. You got to unzip it.
Hey, that's nice. It's got power.
Stainless steel.
Look at that.
Check it out, dude.
What do you got?
Refrigerator.
Get the beer.
Yeah, all right.
Get some beer, get some tiny vittles in there.
The toolbox is pretty cool. You know, it's a great toolbox for a homeowner. It's got a stereo in it. It's got a refrigerator, you know, and an ice chest inside there, too. You know, just keep your ice cubes and your beer cold.
Hey, put some beers in the refrigerator, all right?
Got that thing chilling down?
I'm going to be celebrating 25 years of sobriety. And even though I'm not drinking anymore, that doesn't mean my guys here at the shop can't have a beer at the end of a hard day.
All right.
Beautiful. All right, we need a 300 tire. Let's get a tire center up in there first, huh?
Up here. Actually, you know what?
I'm gonna sneak this little rascal in. There it goes. Okay, talk to me.
Yeah, keep it coming.
We're doing pretty good on cobalt today. Me and Rick got most of it into a roller. We definitely got it into a roller. We've got a front end on it. I found some fenders downstairs because we're gonna sacrifice a fender to put an inlay in it. Cut this in half. I'll save half of this and we'll only use two of them then. Sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
You know, tomorrow, since, you know, the bike's already in a roller, we should be able to start breaking out a lot of the tools that Cobalt has supplied us with. And I'm really just going to start going through everything else, seeing some of this cool stuff that they do have and that they do use.
Wow.
That is freaking neat.
Really, I think some of the coolest things we're going to be doing is the exhaust, rear fender's pretty cool. And the gas tank, too. It should be a fun shape to make. It's actually a lot different than anything I've probably ever built before.
All right, man.
Barbecue, buddy. Bikes, burgers, and barbecue.
We're over here in Kansas at OCC Backfire Barbecue, and it's the grand opening here.
This is our first time getting into the restaurant business, and I don't think we could have picked a better guy than Steve to partner up with.
Welcome. This is your place, man.
You know, he's opened quite a few restaurants, but I think this is probably one of the coolest restaurants that he's opened.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Paul Tuttle Sr.
It's an honor to be part of this. It's very overwhelming. There's a lot of people here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Backfire Barbecue, home of Vikes, Burgers, and Barbecue.
Steve's a real energy guy, and he really puts a lot of heart and has a lot of passion for what he does. So I really think the combination between OCC and Backfire Barbecue have a lot in common.
From now on, ladies and gentlemen, we are open 365 days a year, music Thursday through Saturday. Let's play music! It takes a big set to open up a barbecue restaurant in a barbecue town. So we have our grand opening tonight, a Backfire Barbecue featuring the Orange County Chopper Boys. We are so happy and so proud to have phenomenal food combined with Orange County Choppers. My God, look at this. We got bikes. It's 20 below zero outside. We have 35 people that came here on bikes. Man, we're proud.
We actually started this a ways back, you know, and when we started talking about this, the economy was at its worst then. We were really struggling. It's something that we wanted to do. I'm glad that we moved forward with it, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be here right now. Life's a risk. I've always been a risk taker, and it paid off.
Paulie, cut it. Yes! Yeah! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, we're officially open.
Back when we were discussing this, and this thing was just kind of a thought in everybody's mind, Paulie was still with the company, but pretty much like everything else, he wasn't involved very much. Honestly, I kind of feel bad. You know, there's so many great things happening that those guys are missing out on. And it's unfortunate that they are. Not only for me, a father, but I think that, you know, being able to be a part of some of these experiences, when I was a kid, I would have killed to be involved in something like this. So, you know, it's their choice. They chose that, and it's unfortunate.
Love my Cobalt tools.
There's the picture. I'm gonna go up high. Pretty much today we started working back on the Cobalt tools bike. And really I just started working on the gas tank, and Mike's working on the rear fender. And really just trying to get everything figured out what we want to do. Pretty much when doing something like this tank, I just get some paper and just start drawing it out, similar to Jason's drawing. Really just start working from that. Just try to proportion everything, what looks good, make a little bit of changes here and there, whatever I need to do.
That wouldn't be too bad.
What do you think? That way you're coming down.
That ain't bad there, Rick. It looks about right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okey-dokey.
I spent a lot of time actually using the hammer downstairs, which is kind of nice. I haven't really used it too much in a while. Just a lot of stretch and a lot of shrink on the sides and, different things with the top of the tank. I got the whole top done, everything is shaped and tacked together. Really now the easy part is just gonna work on the sides and the bottom.
Cut that in half there. Yeah, today when I first started, I was hesitant because I didn't really want to cut the fender because I could see on a piece of paper and the drawing that Jason did what it was gonna look like. But it was hard for me to envision around the corners of the fender when I was gonna cut it how it was gonna work. You know, as far as wrapping my head around making this rear fender, it started getting a little bit better. I started understanding a little bit more, and right now it's coming together. Finally, I was doing one cut, and I saw the whole thing come together as the center was dropping out of it, what was actually going to happen. How you go?
Good. I got the whole top done. I'll start working on the sides. The rest of it, I should have it all done tomorrow. Actually, you know what, real quick? Let me throw it up there, just see what it looks like.
Sure, why not?
At least from the side. It's going to be pretty much tomorrow. I'll get working back on the gas tank. I should be able to finish everything up. And Mike should be able to have the rear fender pretty well squared away. And then really just move on to the exhaust and handlebars and stuff like that. And then I should be able to knock this one out pretty quick. Oh, hey, one of the nice features we got here is cold beer.
Yeah, I think it's time for one.
We got to check that fridge.
Yeah, let's see how cold that thing got. Oh, they got it figured out, Rick. Nice and cold. Yep. Good day, buddy.
We're here at Chinocolo, which is a local restaurant that we like to eat at.
Everyone here.
Rachel and I have something we want to tell our families. It's kind of big, so we thought it would be nice to get both families together to make the announcement. My grandmother was able to come, which is nice. Hi, Grandma. I'm glad you could make it. We got as much of her family and my family together as possible.
Hey, Dan.
Todd. Catherine. Not everybody's able to be here today. One being Michael. He's away right now on vacation. And my sister's at college. Make it very official.
Okay.
We want to thank everyone for coming out. This was a good opportunity to get at least some of the family together. And we want to make it, many of you know, but we want to make the official announcement that me and Rachel are engaged to be married. Yeah. And, it's been a good year for us. It's been tough at times, but we're excited about planning our life together, wedding plans to come, and we just appreciate you all coming out, and we're excited that you're going to be a part of this whole thing with us. I think it's unfortunate that my father can't be here, to be honest with you, but, sometimes you make decisions and this is the way things work out, This is unfortunately one of those times where you miss out on life. And I want to thank Carl, Rachel's father, because a couple weeks ago I went out to down to Jersey and I asked him for her hand in marriage and he was kind enough to say yes. And thank you, Deb, for letting me marry Rachel. The beginning of the year really started off with some significant changes. At first, they seemed like bad changes, but it really evolved into something good. You started with a family, and then we had some separation, and now it's beginning with a new family, which is kind of exciting for me. All right, let's eat. Rachel's been a huge part of my business, getting it off the ground. She's been extremely helpful in a lot of areas where I'm weak. I think it's going to be a good year coming up. I think we had a great year behind us, and I just look forward to bigger and better things.
Give me a kiss.
Oh, I should have. And I'm excited to, start a new life together.
What's today's date?
All day?
I don't know. I kept thinking it was Wednesday, so I'm already screwed up for one day. It's my anniversary, 25 years sober.
Is it really?
Really? Today's a big day for me. I'm celebrating 25 years of sobriety. I don't usually make a big deal about it, and most people have already forgotten about it, but lately I knew it was coming up, so I knew it was today.
5 years, that's good.
5 years, that's a long time. I was 35.
when I quit. 35 years old. And I could not go a day without a drink. And I drank a quart of whiskey a day. Mm. At one time I drank a quart of whiskey for lunch. And I'm not kidding you. And then I went back to work. And then when I was done working, I started drinking all over again.
Holy jeez.
That's the way I drank, man. Wow.
Paul came over today and he said it's actually, today's 25 years that he's been sober, you know, which is a really good accomplishment, especially for him to some of his magnitude of, you know, issues that he had. He was a really heavy drinker and, you know, did, you know, way too much partying to actually still be alive.
Listen, everybody, and I'm not you, my stepbrother, my partner, all other three guys that work for me, they're all dead. They're all dead.
Are you really?
Yeah. One of them, when they found in New York City.
He's saying everybody that used to party up with a lot, and everybody's dead except for him. So, it was, you know, it's good. It's good to hear that he made it. You know, 25 years, that's a hell of a struggle to stay clean for that long.
Did you stop all on your own?
You know what? I did. I did, because what happened was I was supposed to go to a rehab, which I should have went to rehab because I could have died, because when you drink that kind of much, you're supposed to detox. Yeah. You know? But I never do things the way you're supposed to. But what I did was, you know, I was running my business, and I was proud of it, and I was never going to take the opportunity to let it go, you know, because I worked so hard to get there. So I got up in the morning, and I was, like, hungover, like you could not believe, man. And I was supposed to go to rehab, and I said, no, I can't do that. And I went to a 12-step program meeting, mm-hmm. and I did that for 9 years straight.
From that point forward, though, you never even went back?
Never.
Good for you.
Never. Because there is no... Listen, I tried for years to conquer it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I would say, you know what, I'm just going to drink on the weekends. One weekend, next thing Monday, it's Monday, you know what I mean? There was no ever one drink for me. If I had one drink, then it was one too much and 100 not enough, you know?
Right.
Uh-huh. No, not really thinking about doing too much special today, you know? I'm not one to, you know, talk about birthdays and stuff like that. But, you know, out of all the things that I've ever done in life, I think this was the biggest thing and the biggest accomplishment that I've ever done in life.
Glad he made it.
Without a doubt.
I can never even see where the hell my damn mark is. Fill the box. Right on. Today we got working back on the Cobalt bike. Just wanted to start working on the exhaust. The exhaust is going to be pretty cool. It's going to be like round going into a 2x4 square, rectangular actually tubing that I'm going to make up. And it's going to be pretty funky. It's going to come down and then actually have to turn out. So I'm just going to make it that it's not going to be in the way of your foot or anything like that when you go at a stoplight or something like that, so you don't want to burn your leg off. You know what? This is just going to stick out. There's not going to wind up being it.
There's no way to hide it. I don't let a hole.
What did you do?
I weld that whole fender together, and I never narrowed the addition.
You never what?
This piece I added on?
Yeah.
I never narrowed it.
Well, how the hell did you weld it on?
I just welded it on like a Rick got the gas tank done and finished the exhaust today. Meanwhile, this rear fender fought me every step of the way. But thankfully, Senior came out and lent a hand.
Hunky dory, give it to her. Oh, yeah, that one's sweet.
You know, Rick keeps telling me it's a learning experience, and sometimes I feel like I'm too old to learn anymore, so. But I'm trying. I keep going forward. I think I got it right now.
You look at the fender, it looks like there's no work, hardly any work.
No, there's too much work in this fender. Thanks for the help.
You know, in the past, when me and Michael were still at OCC, we used to do things with our father to give back to the community. Unfortunately, you know, the situation with my father isn't so great right now. So Michael, Rachel, and I decided to get together and do something as a group. So we're here at the Hudson Valley Food Bank, meet Rachel and Michael, and we're just coming in to see what it's all about and to lend a hand and to try and get a feel for exactly what happens here.
Hi.
It's the folks from Orange County Choppers.
Rachel, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We're here. Nice we're here in good spirit.
I hear you're part of our volunteer crew today.
Let's do it.
The Food Bank of the Hudson Valley is a warehousing operation which provides millions of pounds of food annually for more than 370 member agencies. Those would be the food pantries, soup kitchens, and emergency shelters in six counties of the Hudson Valley.
In the 20 years that I've been working for the Food Bank,
This is the largest increase in requests for food that I've ever seen.
Wow. So it's more important now than ever for people to be donating to the food bank.
More important than ever, and more important that we have great volunteers here to help us do the job.
Let's do it.
Well, we're up for it.
This year in particular, because the economic climate is probably the worst that it's been in a long time, we've seen a 30 to 35% increase in requests for food through our member agencies. So for us, having volunteers come in and give us a hand with making sure that food gets out the door to hungry people, it means a lot.
So the fellows from Orange County Choppers asked that they be treated like any other volunteers today.
And so did we.
Sounds good.
And Sunday, if you want to show them around a little bit, that would be great.
Sure.
Okay.
All righty.
Hello. Oh. Wow.
That's
generally like a Willy Wonka trick right there. What's the temperature in there? What do they hold it at?
It's usually about 15 below.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
He's got the real suit on. Those are the ones I wear in there if I'm in there for a while. They're warm. Yeah. Really, really warm.
I can put on the suits, and whenever I put on a suit, I kind of become someone else, and this time it was Rocky Balboa.
Hey, Rocco! Yeah, you're gonna eat thunder and crap lightning.
These are extremely heavy. I probably need about two of these, so if you grab that one, I'll grab the other.
It's like a strongman competition.
That should be it on those. Wakes you up being in here, though.
No kidding.
Come on, Rock! Combinations, come on!
It was interesting to have him here, but it was fun. It's always good to have volunteers any time of the year, but especially now with the seasons and stuff like that, we can always use more help than we can ever get. I don't know if you want to de-suit or keep the suit.
We're going to keep these on for a minute, I think.
Keep on for a minute.
You know, my favorite part of the day, I'm going to have to say, was bringing it over to the shipping area, then just kind of rolling it down the rollers and loading it onto trucks and getting it out to pantries and people's homes so they have food, you know, because people got to eat. Lord knows I don't have to.
That's very heavy.
I won't hire you. Yeah. I'm 80. I'm 80 years old.
Are you really? I'm 50 years younger than you. Half a century.
I wish I was that young.
You're in much better shape than I am. 80 years old, huh? In the spirit of the holiday season and in the spirit of family getting together in the holiday season, I think it's really important for me and Paul to be here and really kind of bond over this experience.
You go door to door, huh?
Yeah.
You know, people that can't get out. Grandmothers bringing up kids, can't.
Don't have cars, can't get out, can't get out.
That's what we're doing.
We don't ask nothing. No gas money, no nothing. We just do it.
Very easy to lose sight and become self-focused. We all do it. So it's nice when you're out here and you're able to load the trucks and really help people out. And those people, in turn, are helping other people out. So it feels like a very pay-it-forward situation. And I think we need more of that around the holidays.
You.
Yeah, we'll high five.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, this morning got going again on Cobalt. I'm starting on a C-pan this morning. Figured out that we're going to make the back of it square so it matches the fender that I spent 3 days on making prior. Today we got a new person working with us, Carl the Jackass. Helmet.
We don't have no safety glasses.
Yeah, Mike decided that he needed somebody to talk to, which is actually a really good thing because he talks to himself an awful lot.
What a pretty blue light. What do you think, Carl? Pretty blue light?
He's a perfect mate for Mike. It's really great. Mike's been in a lot better mood since he has somebody to talk to. Now, if he would help out, that would be nice.
Yeah, if he would help out, it would really be nice. He does not say much at all. I try to give him a couple of simple errands, like maybe vacuum the floor, read a tape measure. Get to work, Carl. Didn't seem to function or be able to operate any of them, so sits in the corner like a dummy.
How's Carl treating you?
Skeeter told me Carl's looking for my job. There is a rumor going around. I heard that he sent an email to the higher-ups in the company. He's trying to get the shop supervisor position. You're gonna have it. He has no clue what he's up against. Burke, you got an employee number for Carl? Maybe we gotta bring a welder over to him today. Maybe he can TIG weld. Carl, can you TIG weld? He don't say much. Very quiet employee. I'm gonna keep him there for the rest of the day with me and see if he can actually do anything, you know? but he seems like he has no ambition at all. But I'm gonna keep him there with me all day and see what happens. Does nothing at all. Like so many other people around this place.
What's up, Molly? You need some help?
Guys?
Need help with?
I'm so glad you guys come out. You know, I'm so excited. My boys were able to come up for Thanksgiving. So I'm having them help me with cooking and getting the table ready and hopefully have a good dinner. Oh, I think this turkey's gonna be nice and moist.
What's up, Gus? You want some food?
If it could work out, it would be nice to have Paul's kids over here. They were always invited before, you know, but I'm happy to have my boys here. I don't get to see them too often, so this is a treat for me.
My mother got a tattoo before me. I have to tell people that.
You do?
But you don't even have a tattoo yet.
You guys want to give me a hand with the shed up? I'm building the shed up there.
Yeah, let's do it. Good, let's go do some man work, Paul.
Yeah.
Get us out of the kitchen.
Hey, only about 45 minutes, all right?
Okay.
My two stepsons from California, Bert and Brent, are here for Thanksgiving. And I've had this project going for a little while up here, so I figured it'd be a good opportunity to get some of it done and kill some time instead of just sitting around the house watching the food being cooked.
Just wash your step. Dude, which ones do you want to start out with? Well, I was thinking we start here and go that pile.
I do like being around Bert and Brent. These guys don't mind to get their hands dirty, you know, and I don't think that in a lifetime, Paul or Mikey ever gave me a hand doing that type of work. They just seem to not be there when there's work to be done. I even had Paulie come up here one day when I was struggling with a 11-foot gate and took off, went hunting, and that was the last I seen him.
Is that a good height? Is the height good?
Working with seniors is something that I don't do a whole lot of, so the opportunity to get the chance to work with them, it's kind of cool.
There you go.
You know, every time we come and visit, we're always helping him out, building something, and the guy doesn't stop for anything.
Getting hungry?
Hey, Ma. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I know, right? Hey.
What?
Dinner's ready.
All right, all right. It's good to get an appetite going, and now it's time to go near and eat some turkey.
All right, you gonna slice the turkey?
Shut up. What do they say, bon appetit or something like that?
Bon appetit.
You know, as far as having Beth's kids here opposed to mine, you always want to be around your immediate family in a perfect world. It just hasn't been working out that way, unfortunately. But I guess the bottom line is that appreciating what's there, you know, appreciating what's life about, and, you know, pretty much helping each other out, you know?
Stop being a pain in the ass.
It's sad. I mean, I would really love to have Mikey and Polly here, you know, with their girlfriends and to have Thanksgiving. That's what it's all about, is just giving thanks.
Eventually, he'll just sit down. It's really good, man.
Yeah.
You know, I hope Paul and the boys will work this out and find some common ground. And hopefully, with any luck, maybe next year we can spend the holidays together.
Do you know that you're a pain in the ass? Here, get out of here.
All right, come on. Today we're trying to finish up the Cobalt bike. For Lowe's. I think that there's odds and ends, taillights and stuff to finish incorporating in a bike, but I think that we're almost there, and I think the possibility of having that bike off the lift is real good.
All right.
What's the outside piece?
What's Carl have to say about this whole thing?
Carl won't say much. She can yell at him this morning. He don't have a whole lot to say anymore.
Carl!
I think he...
You know, we really want to do something to kind of jack with Senior a little bit. So this morning, me, JQ, and John had an idea called Operation Deploy Carl.
This blows up. We're both dead, man.
It's gonna be crazy.
The idea is to put an airbag underneath Carl the dummy, Carl Cobalt, and when the guys aren't paying attention, detonate it.
Too easy.
Once we had the airbag attached to the spare stool, the next task in this is to get Carl switched out into some clothes to better hide the airbag for when we switch out the stools.
Let's get Carl all dressed up here.
This is weird.
How you doing to Carl?
We hooked you up, man.
You put us in a drawers on him?
And that's when Jim Quinn came up with the perfect idea to throw the guys off the scent.
Get Senior out here, see Carl sitting here like this, and then get Senior out working on the bike. Lunchtime, we'll get somebody in the outfit, either Tommy or me.
Just jump up and come after him.
And then when Senior... What do you think? That good?
I think that's brilliant.
You know, right after lunch today, we got to execute Operation Launch Carl. Jason, Johnny, and I got together and rigged Carl up with the car airbags underneath his seat while the guys were at lunch.
Booyah. Operation Deploy Carl is a green light, effective immediately. All systems go.
Grabbed everybody, got them to the far side of the lift, away from Carl, got Senior out there, started talking about a part that I had on the bike. Once we got everybody's attention, we started bringing Carl into the conversation. What does Carl have to say about this whole thing? Jason gave the high sign to Steve, and we lit him up. Carl!
I gotta tell you, I definitely wasn't expecting that. I don't wanna say I was scared, but it was really a good prank.
That scared the out of me. Oh, that was beautiful. I had no clue that they stuffed an airbag up underneath them, and so when it popped, it stunned me because I didn't expect it at all. I thought I was plotting a crime.
I hope everybody's satisfied.
Yeah, that was good.
You gonna help pack this thing up?
You know, just when I thought everything was all over today, Mike asked me to come out and help him with the fender, which I thought was very strange. I know you guys, I can just tell something's going on here.
Cut this.
I just know it. I kind of knew something was up, but I thought maybe it was gonna be an explosion or something like that. All right, what do you want to do?
Get a hammer. Go get Carl's easy hammer. And we'll beat this fender out straight.
Okay. They had the Carl set up again, and they said, go over there and get the hammer.
Give me that!
I had no idea because I had the helmet back on there, and I know we blew the helmet off, the head off, but I just thought they had the helmet on a stick, so he wasn't moving. It looked just like Carl, and it scared the out of me.
I knew he was up to something. I knew it.
That was good. But I'm gonna make sure I get those guys back, and it might not be today, but it will be someday.
Good job, Tommy.
Oh, God, that was good.
I'm telling you, man, it scared me. It scared me, man. I don't think today was a very productive day. I think that I lost a little bit of money today to have a lot of fun, which was worth every penny of it. Every once in a while, you gotta bring the morale up in the shop. Actually, it really slowed us up, but you know, tomorrow morning, this thing will be out the door.
That's great.
All the day's work, I guess.
That's
huh?
it.
You know, I got a call from Michael. He is he has sold his house, and he is beginning to move.
Hey.
Hey.
Making snow angels?
Yeah, vicariously. It's too cold outside. Funny! I asked Paul to come over here to help me out with packing up and moving, but really just to kind of walk the grounds and share with me and my experience of moving on.
What's going on?
Oh, just meditating.
On the floor?
Yep.
I thought you were supposed to be moving.
Well, I am, but I'm taking some time to reflect. Hop over here.
What do you mean, Mike? You want to lay
sit.
On the floor next
Yeah,
to you?
Later. I bought this house from my mother a few years ago, and you tend to be in a comfort zone here, you know, and it's just really important for me to kind of move on and experience new things in life right now and move upward.
Is this what you brought me here for? Yeah, I'm thinking about not groaning. Come on.
Let's move.
It's filled with
Let's get stuff going here.
All
right, Russ, I'm gonna go. What's got to move?
I moved in here when I was in the eighth grade, and we built up so many memories, you know, and I have personally, you know. You know, it's just, it's a sentimental attachment I have to this house.
The old frickin' policeman. That's one of them things, he's been around since I was a baby.
Yeah, the old plaster.
Mom's getting this back?
If she wants it, she's still got to come here and get some stuff.
Yeah, man, this thing's got to be 30, something 40 years old. Easy. It was pretty cool to see some of this stuff I haven't seen in 20 plus years. And, you know, it was just good to be here, kind of reminiscing a little with Michael.
I have Grandpa's flag. You want that?
Mm-hmm.
Grandpa's flag from his service in World War II.
Really? Yeah, I want that.
Check that out, man, that portrait.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, man. That hung over Mom and Dad's bed.
Well, Dad was hungover.
Yeah, well, Dad was hungover. That's pretty good. That's a nice painting.
That's a cool painting, yeah.
Good
absolutely.
Stuff, good stuff. Good reminiscing.
It's just a house at this point, though, because everybody's moved on, and I'm kind of just the last guy in the waiting room, just lingering, and I think it's time for me to move on and just kind of look at it like it's a house and not a home.
No, this is nice color paint. It's very nice. Today we got everything back for the Cobalt bike that we're building. We're going to start doing assembly on the bike. The frame on the thing is really cool color blue. It's one of my favorite colors, actually, and the frame came out awesome.
Man, that thing is blue.
It is, isn't it?
Almost hurts your eyes blue.
I got a lot of work on the wheels to do. I'm going to start messing around with those then.
What were you going to do, Christian? Start dumping wire?
Hey, wiring. Change of pace.
God. Christian's helping us also here. He's doing a wiring which he loves.
Why don't you guys wire? I'll do everything else.
No, it'd be cool if Cobalt made a tool to get everything out of this freaking plastic wrap easy. I guess they do, this razor knife.
Pretty much, I mean, first thing, you know, put the frame up on the lift, got the motor in, squared the motor to the axle, got that all straightened out. And then Mike started working on the front end, Christian started doing the wiring, and I'm going to start working on the wheels.
Yeah, that's going to look good.
These wheels are going to look freaking cool with these bolts in here. The wheels, I think, got like 120 bolts to hold these center sections in place. So we just got a lot of stuff to just fasten in there and get all that squared away.
Remember when he had the shot before we were leaving? Me and Steve picked the couch up and threw it through the window.
We destroyed that. Oh, dude, we destroyed that shot.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
He was putting a helmet on where he was banging his head right through the wall. Keith? Yeah.
Keith, there was a tie? No.
Keith wanted to jump right through the glass window. Remember, we stopped him?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Those were the good old days.
No problems.
Everyone's sane.
Yeah. Everybody was happy.
I don't know what happened, Rick. Somewhere along the line,
yeah,
there was a short, one of the breakers kicked off.
Yeah.
And never got turned back on. We'll get my trusty Cobalt hammer for this job. Tomorrow, we'll get on it first thing in the morning. We'll probably have all the wiring buttoned up. The primary will be buttoned up. The front tire Rick will have together, we'll have that on the bike. We should be moving along pretty good tomorrow. She's a powerhouse. Yeah, today we're finishing up Cobalt. This should be the last stuff we have to do. We really have no choice but to wrap it up today because we're unveiling it tomorrow morning at Lowe's.
Do we gotta come up with the...
We don't usually do bikes like this, right?
No.
We don't usually do bikes with paint schemes like this.
It looks awesome, though, man.
This paint job's really different than all the other bikes. We don't usually do two different colors. I tell you, man, I really like the colors on this bike. I think that one of the unique parts of the bike is the exhaust. I don't think we've done an exhaust like that ever.
Cobalt, we can do the unveil tomorrow morning. I think they're going to be really happy, and I think they should be really pleased with the bike.
Why don't we take this off the lift?
Want to take her off the lift?
Let's take it off the lift. I tell you, it's a nice change to get the bike done on schedule, and now it's time to go test ride it. I just got to take the Cobalt bike out, and first of all, it was real comfortable, and it was very responsive. There was a lot of work on the rear fender. Rick did a real nice job on the gas tank. Yep. I think one of the cool things on the bike was the square exhaust. They had a really nice sound to them. It was first time that we ever did that type of exhaust. Fortunately, Lowe's is right down the road there, so I'll be riding it down here tomorrow, and I'll be unveiling it in the store.
You know what? Today's the Cobalt unveil. What's cool about this unveil is it's about 2 minutes from the shop, so a lot of the guys were able to make it here today.
Welcome to Newburgh, New York, Orange County. I'm Jim Quinn, the engineer at Orange County Choppers. This is Jason and Mike, and we just got to tell you, this was a great build for us. A lot of times the unveils,
Jason, Mike, and I don't really get to come, but being right here in our own backyard, we were all able to make it. You know, it feels kind of natural for me. I think I'm in Lowe's just about every weekend here in Newburgh anyway. We're always in here. The selection is great, whether it's wiring, lighting, you know, anything. There's parts on a lot of bikes that came right out of this store. You come down here in the tool aisle, the Cobalt tool aisle, as we're building, oh, I need a file, I need this, and you can come down and get whatever you need right on the build. So, yeah, it was a natural fit for us, and I think you'll really like the bike. Senior asked me and Jason and Mike to kind of introduce the bike, talk to the guys from Cobalt a little bit about it, and get them all revved up for him to ride the bike up the aisle. And I think it really worked out well. You had all the Lowe's associates lining the aisle like a gauntlet as he came riding up.
I think that it's kind of a thrill because I'm in my own neighborhood here. So you got the local people here, you got the people in the store, and I shop here all the time. So I buy all my stuff for my projects at my house. So it was a very comfortable feeling coming in here.
Nice.
Sounds good, right?
That sounds good.
Great.
Sounds wonderful.
That's a sharp bike. And the way that they were able to integrate a lot of the things about the brand, our hex grip design that we have on all the tools, the way they integrated that into everything from the gas tank to the handlebars, all over the place. You saw that. The way that they picked up the coloring, fabulous. I mean, they really, really took what we said to heart and built us a great bike.
Tell you what, I think it's the most beautiful bike I've ever seen.
It's really a cool bike.
Our employees were so excited here today in the store. They were looking forward to this event, and quite honestly, the looks on their faces, they were like in awe of the bike.
You know, I think it was a good partnership. I think everything really is hand in hand, seeing that we use a lot of tools, and hopefully we'll do some more down in the future.
But now that we've seen the bike, we know it's worth it. Quality bike from quality guys.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You know, overall, I thought the project was great. In particular, this year, the guys, Mike Amirati and Rick and Nick and Christian and the whole team, really pulled together this year. Everybody worked together, and everybody had a lot of fun and got a lot of work done. So I want it to continue like that in the future. There's nothing like going to work and liking your job.